Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
How do you think people could deal with that mindset, that mentality of, I gave my whole life to something, whether it's a relationship, a career, a project, whatever, a business, and it doesn't work out? How do we bounce back from that?
I mean, it's hard. I think everyone has their own process. Mm-hmm. I always felt like if I worked hard enough, things would turn around. Like whenever I had a really bad moment, I said, you know, the good guy's not going to finish last. Mm. You know, I'm going to come back. I just have to double down, you know, reinvest everything in myself and come back. You know, it's, sometimes you just need a little bit of a reset. Sometimes, you know, you need to take a break and come back to it. Sometimes, you know, it's more of just a mind over matter. There's just a lot of different ways to get from point A to point B. But I think the biggest thing is just believing in yourself, which can be very difficult to do, obviously, especially if you have like multiple setbacks in a row. But that's why I always journal.
Really?
You know, I did a lot of journaling from like a general day to day to when I was racing and training. I would write everything down.
Really?
Especially when things are going well.
Hmm.
Because everyone thinks when things are going well, like, this is great, it's so easy, and they forget about what they're doing, and then all of a sudden one day things aren't going well. Like, how do I get back? You know? So it's good to keep, like, I always kept notes of everything, like what runs felt good, what skis felt good, what boots felt good, and then I always had a reference point to go back to.
Was that daily or was that just most days you were doing?
No, daily.
Every
day? I have stacks of books, yeah.
When did you start?
Probably 2005.
So you were what, like 21 or 23 or something?
Yeah.
Was it more like, here's what I did, here's the feeling I had, here's what worked or what didn't work though?
Yeah, like every run, you know, I would write down, you know, I tried a different line, it didn't work, I felt good, like this boot felt good. You know, this setup felt good. You know, this felt bad. I tried to do, you know, this line, it didn't work. I just, as much detail as I could give myself, I felt like the better because it's only helping me.
Where do you think you would have been if you never journaled?
I think I would have lost my way a couple times because, you know, looking back definitely gave me confidence. And thinking about, you know, remembering, you know, like how it felt to have a good run and what I was doing in that moment, you know, my own words helped me visualize that, which then translated into me finding my way again.
You talked about believing yourself. How did you learn to believe in yourself consistently with all the setbacks, though? Like, how do you stay in belief when it's like, okay, crash, failure, didn't make the Olympics here, whatever, I'm going through personal struggles in my life, whatever it might be, how do you stay in belief with yourself?
I kind of always went back to, especially when I had multiple injuries, I always went back to, why am I doing this? You know, I'm doing it because I love it. I'm passionate about it. And, you know, even if I have setbacks, I still am happy every time in the starting gate. So it's kind of like always going back to the root of why I'm there. Yes, I love winning, and that's always what I wanted to do.
There's no qualms about that.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, when I'm putting myself through everything that I did, you know, all the rehabs and everything, I always remembered I loved it, and I wanted to go fast again. Whether I won or lost, I wanted to go fast again. So, kind of keeping things in perspective.
Yeah,
which again is like, you know, one of the reasons why I think being injured, you know, not so many times, but you know, having injuries is just a good way to have a different perspective on things.
Yeah, and reflect and see, do I still love this or not?
Yeah.
Do I want to keep going?
Yeah.
And it sounded like you did so many times.
Yeah.
How important was mental health for you, you know, throughout your entire career? Because it wasn't really talked about until like the last 5 years, mental health and the importance of self-care and taking care of your mindset. How important was that for you? And did you ever feel like you lost it at times or overwhelmed or stressed or depressed at certain points?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely struggled with depression for a long time, and I you know, was vocal about it not until 2012, maybe. And at that time, like, you know, no one was talking about it. I hadn't told my parents, like, I didn't tell anybody, and then I just was like, this is something I really need to do, and it definitely helped me kind of process everything and, like, feel more comfortable about it. But I mean, you know, if being on the road is really hard. You know, you're always alone. In a hotel room. I'm always by myself. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people just see the athletes, like, on the podium happy and, like, in the media. But, you know, when the cameras go off, you go back to an empty hotel room, and it can be really, really hard. Again, especially because you're doing it for so long, you know. And at the end of my career, thankfully, I got my dog, Lucy. So she was, like, my companion and always was with me and definitely helped a lot. But, it's like the loneliness really gets to you.
It is lonely. Mm-hmm. If you're training that hard for something, I mean, your team is there, and I'm sure your family are there, but at certain points, you're just alone with the thoughts.
It's isolating.
It's very isolating.
Yeah.
There's not many people that can probably relate to you.
Not really.
You have a couple peers. There's a couple other athletes that you can talk to and kind of can understand your coach maybe, but...
Then also, you know, it's... If you... want to talk to somebody about it, they're not really going to have any sympathy for you.
Right.
Because you're doing well.
Look at you making money.
Why are you complaining about something? So, you know, success doesn't equal happiness. I mean, everyone says that. Like, money doesn't equal happiness. Success doesn't equal happiness. You have to find that, you know, on your own. But, yeah, it's just because you're successful doesn't mean you're happy. And there are definitely a lot of times where I was not happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're happy now?
Yeah, I'm actually the happiest I've ever been.
Do you do a lot of rituals beyond journaling to, when you said this is like a death, have you ever like put your skis in a coffin and buried it to like allow you to process or something like that?
Yeah, I actually did the opposite. I always had like my Olympic medals in my sock drawer. I never had them out. Like I had like a nice trophy case for my other, you know, trophies, but I never.
And you probably had a whole room for all your trophies. I mean, so many of them.
I had a nice display case in Colorado, but now I moved to Utah, so I don't have there. Literally everything is in storage.
But you got your.
But
your
I have my Olympic medals. So though. My Olympic medals, I for the first time like got my gold medal framed, and I got all my world championship medals framed.
That's cool.
And it was like, this is a big moment.
Of course.
And it kind of was like, this is what I did. You know what I mean?
It's not what you're doing.
Right.
Ooh.
Because it was kind of like, it's put away now. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, right?
There's a lot to celebrate, but my heart hurts.
Right?
Gosh.
So it was like, it was an interesting moment to do that. It seems weird and, you know, slightly vain, but I just felt like it was like, this is what I did, and it's done now. And I can look back and be happy about what I did, but it's not what I do. And it's not who I am, certainly.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.